The Scenic Drive with Rion.
Old friend Warrior Rick is back. Now, Warrior Rick, you know him from the Warrior Race. But not only that, these days Rick also inspires individuals and companies to achieve greatness. It's good to see you, my friend.
I feel like I never left, man. I feel like I've been here the whole time.
You know, he's so damn tired. Look at us. Look at Lolly.
I'm gone.
What?
It was a tough year for me.
No, guys, really?
I'm done.
Yes, we had a hectic year.
No.
Look at Rick.
I mean, you had a hectic year, but you're not done. I mean, it's not over, right?
Yeah, you're right.
Hopefully it'll
keeping
be over
it positive.
Soon.
I get you.
Listen, here's Barry on the line. You need to speak to Barry. Is there anyone out there that actually has to work over Christmas? Do you know how many SMSs we got?
Yeah.
Stop counting. Vast majority, actually working over Christmas.
Well, they probably work at the mall. Of course they've got to work over Christmas. That's when they make all their money.
But this poor guy, 365 days a year for the past 9 years.
Yeah.
Wait a minute. There are only 365 days in a year.
Yeah. So he takes off not one day, not even Sunday, nothing. Can this be true? Hello, Barry.
Hi, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Barry. I'm just checking the facts here. So 9 years, you haven't taken off one day.
That's right.
Over to you, Warrior Rick.
Oh, wait a minute. Hold on a second. So we talk about work ethic, right? You know, the guys that arrive early, leave late, and, you know, they do it for the Golden Watch, or they do it because they have a love of the game. Barry?
Yes.
What's your excuse?
What's my excuse?
Yeah. Every single day.
I'm a one-man business.
Ah.
I've got a DVD rental shop.
Okay.
Do they still do business? I'm sorry, I just have to ask.
Yeah, we really do still do business. And my working hours is 8 o'clock in the morning until 7 o'clock at night.
Sure.
Holy heaven. 7 days a week?
Mm. 7 days a week.
You don't close on Christmas Day?
No.
Barely.
Not even Christmas Day. I'm open for about 3 hours and then I'm off. And then I come back later in the afternoon again.
Once again, back to my original question. So there's actually still profit to be made in the DVD business.
Yeah, but not as it was.
That's why you're working 365 days a year.
Yeah, he's trying to probably catch up on what he lost. And or maybe you're innovating as well. Maybe you're thinking about the future in terms of how you can maybe work less days. And maybe that's all the strategy time you're spending on your DVD business.
Yeah, you know, the problem is with people. There's not a lot of people here. Well, I had a couple of people looking for me. And I'll tell you, it was a disaster because everything is cash here, you know. If they decide to sell a DVD for 10 rand, I mean, I've got over 11,000 DVDs. You can't take stock of it any day, you know.
Can I just ask?
That's the problem.
Barry, why don't you sell the DVDs and then invest that money in something else? I don't know. Maybe like a donut shop or something. I don't know, Rick. Sell the DVDs.
I would love to open a curry and rice shop.
Well, there we go.
Bingo. That's good.
I'll tell you what. Now, you need to seize the opportunity here, Warrior Rick. Now, Barry, you are on the radio right now. If you say there's a sale.
Come on.
Tomorrow, it starts at 8 o'clock. You sell all those DVDs. Start a new life. Get some time for yourself.
I've got quite a few DVDs that I'm selling.
Sell everything.
Oldish stuff.
Sell everything.
70% off. 70% off sale, Barry. Come on.
Black Friday all over again.
Let's do it.
Barry, decide now to change your life. Come on.
Are we going to make it a Black Tuesday?
Yes.
Do you want to do it?
Come on.
Do you want to do it? You know what we should do, Rick? We should give Barry 10 minutes to think about.
Okay.
All right. Then we phone him back.
Let's do it.
Barry.
Let's do it.
Think about it. Start a new life. Sell all those damn DVDs. It's old technology. Sell all of them. Start a new life. Open this curry and rice. What do you say? Curry and rice shop.
Curry and rice. 100%.
Start a shop. Start this shop. Have a life.
Okay. I'll think about it.
Okay. 10 minutes from now, we'll phone you back. All right?
Okay. Thanks.
Okay, Barry.
Okay. Thank you. Bye-bye.
It's terrible, eh?
Good help is hard to find, so I can understand why he had the challenge with staff, but with curry and rice, Let me tell you something. I know a lot of good cooks in Benoni, so I can hook him up.
But now the thing is, he needs to do like a little market research in the area.
No,
where he
for
lives.
Sure. Absolutely.
Maybe there's like three or four other places that's, selling curry and rice.
You know, competition is fierce, eh?
I can tell you one thing, he'll do better than the DVDs. Anyway, like I said, Warrior Rick Bells, there's a lot of people I want to speak to. Like, you're the guy. Remember last time the guy with the gun jar that you spoke to? Remember
oh,
that?
Yes, absolutely. Remember that?
Now, there's some people with unsolvable problems, but until they've met Rick.
Right? But you do remember the last time I was here, it was illegal.
Yeah, yeah, remember
you
that.
You remember that?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And you even tried to censor me. Because I told you that it is illegal, at least in one province. Well, now all the provinces have said for private use only. Am I right?
How quickly things change here.
Come on. The Scenic Drive with Rion.